Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled My Cultivation Experiences as a Member of the Tian Guo Marching Band by a Falun Dafa practitioner outside of China. The article was published on the Minhui website on October the 31st, 2022. Shortly after the Tian Guo Marching Band was established, I saw them as they participated in two parades. I was moved by the grand sight and I wished to join the band. Years later, when I truly picked up my instrument, I realized that it was a difficult path to take. I also understood that this was an amazing cultivation opportunity. Part 1. Overcoming my karma and notions to become a band member. I had difficulty memorizing the music scores. We also needed to play for long periods of time during parades. Was I able to do it? I really had no confidence in myself. I reminded myself that Taiwan had many elderly practitioners in its band. If they could do it, then I could do it. I was determined to find a teacher, learn my instrument well, and practice diligently. At first, my knee ached, making it difficult for me to stand for long periods of time. However, when I moved around, my knees were fine, even when I participated in parades. I knew that this was interference. I looked inward and persisted in practicing my instrument. I finally joined the Tian Guo Marching Band in June 2017. Part 2. Improving my cultivation through hardship and eliminating karma. The Tian Guo Marching Band has certain standards. Only by attaining these standards and levels can one become a band member. After passing the exams, when I went for my first performance, on the surface, I looked relaxed in my ancient costume. However, that is actually the start of my tribulation and suffering. Since my boots were not custom-made, they looked very slim and beautiful, but they actually hindered my movements. Before every performance, I wrapped bandages around my legs and stuffed them into the boots. I endured the pain and walked for 2 hours as I read the FA so that I could get used to wearing the boots and ensure that I could walk the parade route. In this way, I participated in every parade. In the third year, I was gradually able to relax. When I saw other band members were able to wear their boots and walk the entire parade, I really admired them. I understood that these practitioners suffered hardship for years, so they already eliminated a lot of karma. I also knew that this was helping me get rid of my karma and improve myself so that I can attain the level that the Tian Guo Marching Band required. If I am able to reach the standard, everything will be smoother and easier. Part 3. Participating in the Hong Kong Parade. I have cultivated for more than 20 years and have participated in countless events and parades, but I never had any experiences equivalent to when I participated in the Tian Guo Marching Band's parade in Hong Kong. The physical suffering and the tests of one's determination and perseverance were really not easy. In May 2017, I planned to bring my child, who is a practitioner, to participate in my first Hong Kong parade. Afterward, we planned to fly to the United States to attend a FA conference. However, complications set in. Problem 1. 2 days before the flight, my child badly sprained her ankle and could not walk. She was in a wheelchair. One of the cabin crew said, "You should buy crutches. When I sprained my ankle, it took me 2 months to recover." I thought in my heart that since we are practitioners, our situation was different. After exiting the Hong Kong airport, I dragged our luggage and led my skipping daughter to take the train. Then we took a taxi and we finally reached the practitioner's house, which was on the third floor. I was worried about the parade the next day and how to make arrangements for my daughter. When the practitioner said that she is not going out that day so she could look after my daughter, I was very grateful. Problem 2. I forgot to bring my belt. As I am a total stranger to Hong Kong and my daughter could not walk, I could not go out. I had to borrow a belt for the parade. Problem 3. Someone thought my leather shoes were rubbish and threw them away. However, I managed to find another pair of black leather shoes that fit better. This resolved the fundamental problem I faced with the parade. On this trip, I had to do everything myself, so I was already anxious. It may sound simple, but I was restricted by my environment such that I could not do anything. I could only worry and be anxious, especially when I was about to leave and discovered that my shoes were thrown away. I felt like the sky suddenly fell on my head. However, I reminded myself that I wanted to participate in the parade. Thanks to Master Lee, Dafa's founder, Empowerment, this situation was resolved. I was able to participate in my first Hong Kong parade with the Tian Guo Marching Band. On the surface, it seems like there were many disturbances. In actual fact, they are testing my righteous thoughts and actions. Master said in the poem, The Master-Disciple Bond from Hong Ying 2, quote, When disciples have ample righteous thoughts, Master has the power to turn the tide, unquote. During the second parade, the true test really came. Halfway through the parade, the bottom of my feet hurt. When we took a rest, I discovered that there were 3 blisters on my feet. They hurt with every step I took. Halfway through the next parade, I was so tired that I felt I could not take another step and wanted to exit the parade group. However, I did not bring any money and I did not know the way. Even if I stopped, I needed to walk to the finish point. I had no choice but to grit my teeth and carry on. What felt weird is that although my body felt so tired, my playing was not affected. This was especially true for July the 1st Grand Parade in 2019. The entire parade took 7 hours from the gathering time until the end of the parade. My tolerance was almost stretched to the maximum and I really wanted to sit down. However, I was still wearing the band uniform. I needed to maintain the dignity of a Dafa practitioner no matter how hard it was. The parades in Hong Kong are real battles between good and evil. During every parade, I put in my all and did not dare to relax. We are saving people in the mouth of the tiger and we cannot slack off. Part 4. Getting rid of thought karma and improving my cultivation state. Sometimes I did not do as well when I participated in the Hong Kong parades. In May of 2018, I exited the parade group as my body could not take it. At that time, I felt that I was such a failure, and this thought came into my mind. Isn't this tarnishing Dafa practitioner's image? Can I still participate in the Tian Guo marching band performances in the future? I should just quit the band. After the parade ended and we returned to the bus, I drank some water and calmed down. I thought that although I did not do well this time, I would do well in the next parade. When the bus reached the airport, I already decided I would participate in the next parade. As soon as I returned to Sydney, I booked the air tickets for the next Hong Kong parade. I understood that what happened this time can never happen again. In order to participate in the Hong Kong parade, I must strengthen my physical endurance and I need to have very strong righteous thoughts. When my body feels tired, my strong righteous thoughts are the determining factor for my success or failure. How could I strengthen my righteous thoughts? I recall that when I read the Fa, I usually divided one lecture into 2 or 3 Fa study sessions. As time went by, my stamina was reduced by half. I began going to the nearby park to walk and read the Fa at the same time without resting in between. At first, my legs hurt. I tolerated the pain and persisted until I completed the lecture. Things only got better after 2 months. I felt that through this process, my body's tolerance to discomfort and pain improved. My persistence in doing what I should do also improved. For the next Hong Kong parade, everything went smoothly. Part 5. Overcoming difficulties to participate in the weekly band practice. In May 2019, I moved to a small town that is 200 kilometres away from Sydney. The local train does not make many trips, so in order to participate in band practice, I sometimes have to travel by bus. The earliest train sets off around 6 a.m. and reaches Sydney's central train station at 10 a.m. Then I need to take a transfer to reach the practice site. By the time I arrive, the practice session is almost over. After the big group practice in the afternoon, I need to rush to catch the train home. This consumed a lot of my physical strength and time. This was the initial challenge I faced when I moved to a small town. I spent 8 to 9 hours travelling to and fro for every practice. I still could not join the section practice in the morning. I also could not arrange weekly lessons with the flute teacher. I thought that these challenges were either interference or a test. I must overcome this tribulation. I decided that on Saturdays, I would take a bus to a practitioner's home in Sydney to spend the night after having a lesson with the flute teacher. On Sundays, I joined the section and group practice sessions. The only problem was that I needed to trouble fellow practitioners to drive me to and fro. I later discovered that there was a motel in front of the train station, which made everything convenient. I now have a wonderful place to stay. This makes my travelling to Sydney feel like I'm on a vacation every week. Enjoying the beautiful scenery on the train is so pleasant, and I'm able to read the far. Part 6. Cherishing and making good use of every opportunity. Master said in far teaching at the 2019 New York Far Conference, quote, "When you had the parade here in New York, there was someone watching along the sidelines who asked, 'What's this about?' And do you know how one spectator replied? And this was just your average Joe, mind you," he said. "They're saving the world," unquote. I understood that the Tian Guo Marching Band's mission is to save people. Even when we practice, our music is cleaning up the environment and changing people's hearts. It's not easy to make arrangements for practitioners to find a suitable time and place to gather together, much less a whole band. Every practice session requires everyone's understanding and cooperation. Every member's growth and achievement has not been easy. How many years of cultivation and improvement is required before a practitioner can attain the band standards? Every performance requires many factors to come together, such as the people who see our performances, the environment, etc. Isn't this an opportunity that Master arranged and created for us to save people? Shouldn't we do our best and make good use of it? One practitioner pointed out that if one is to practice one set of exercises less every day, he will have missed 365 sets of exercises in a year. This is really alarming. Once the chance is passed, it will never come back. Even if you are to do well in the subsequent opportunities, this loss can never be made to come back. Once you miss the opportunity, you can never get it back. There is no one band event that is important or not. There is only cooperation as an entity and whether you take it as important. Part 7. Discovering my shortcomings and improving in musical techniques. A fellow band member asked me if band members still needed to look for teachers. When I first became a formal band member, my thinking was also like that. I thought that it is sufficient as long as I can finish playing the whole piece and pass the exams. Although my playing is not ideal, I thought that as long as I practiced, I would improve. I did not feel that I need to find a teacher. However, the band rules stated that we must find a teacher to teach us, so I looked for a teacher. I thought that as long as I can play the notes at the correct octave with the correct rhythm, that was all that was required. My understanding was that superficial. When we were assigned a new song, I did not practice. I caused the band to stop and repeat that part due to my mistake. I became one of those people who burdened the whole entity. I realized that group practice requires everyone's cooperation. Through our group practices, I understood more about harmonious cooperation between the different sections. The practice sessions are not just for us to become familiar with the new song. One should practice at home to get his part correct and be familiar with his own part before he participates in band practice. I followed the rules and went for lessons. After completing one small module, I thought to myself, what else can be taught after this is completed? In the next lesson, the teacher talked about some things which I did not know. I recorded his lessons as I listened to him talk. Although I attended the lessons, I learned very slowly for 2 to 3 years without really putting my heart into the content. When everything was shut down due to the pandemic, I just practiced at home. I gradually discovered that under the teacher's patient instruction, I changed from a rough performance to the way I play now. My performance level is gradually improving. Part 8. Learning is also a form of cultivation. A child who started learning from my teacher about the same time as I is already preparing to go to her grade 8 exams. Our progress is so far apart. Why? I thought that I spent less time practicing every day, but I should be able to understand the lesson better than the child. The music teacher said that when adults come for lessons, their biggest problem is that they need to overcome old notions. I thought that since this was the first time I had a teacher, there should be no old habits. But as I thought further, I played many songs and musical pieces by listening, singing, and playing other instruments. As I did not learn them in a formal way, those hobbies and opinionated things have all been entering my mind all this while. Today, I learned the flute to save sentient beings. Therefore, all this complicated and wrong information I accumulated over the decades needed to be replaced. I also needed to eliminate the karma that was formed. My old notions are gradually being eliminated. The teacher kept repeatedly correcting me. In the past, I did not care. Now I have a deeper level of understanding and I am able to control my playing better. Thinking about it, my slow learning was caused by the notions that I have grown accustomed to over the decades. I understood that it is not easy to use music to save people. One's ability is related to his understanding of his mission, his attitude, his participation level, and the progress in the improvement of his techniques. This is a cultivation process and a cultivation path. Being able to join the Tian Guo Marching Band is not just an honour, it's also our great mission and responsibility. Dharma practitioners are gods who defend the righteous elements of this universe. As a part of the band, even though my musical talent is limited, I also possessed a certain level of musical cultivation. Perhaps I cannot totally portray the colour of the piece, but as long as we put in the effort, we will definitely be able to have a positive effect on the harmony and the grandeur of the overall band's performance and become a righteous element of the band. Thinking back on my path of more than 5 years in the band, I know I still have great room for improvement. But I feel steadfast in my heart. Since I chose this project, it is my responsibility and my duty to put my heart into continuing on this path and do my best to do better. These are my own understandings. Kindly correct me if there is any room for improvement.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.